what you have released is unlike anything we've ever faced. The ultimate evil.
Welcome to Parking Lot News!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Stop my face!
Look at you guys. Where's Phil at tonight?
He has homework.
Phil has homework. What? So we have a special guest joining us on a brand new episode of Pocket Knife News.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
See, you never give me a heads up.
It's fun when it starts recording into a conversation.
That's fine. Hey guys, it's Sam, aka Halloween Happy. Thanks for having me back again, guys.
Howdy.
Phil's out.
Phil's out.
Phil today. He added in his resignation, which Sam filled out for him.
For good.
Sam filled out for him.
You guys can email question. Me your congrats to Sam with pocketknifenews @gmail.com. That would be great. Thank you so much.
That's so hardcore.
That's too funny. Did you listen to the episode the other day where Philip said, I wish Sam was here because she'd be on my side?
No, what was it? I was listening to your episodes like almost 2 weeks.
And then we said something like, no, dude, Sam's all about the puns.
Because we were punning. Dude. Oh, man. So Homer and I were on like a mad pun rip. Like we were doing great. Like we were the segue masters of the episode. Like we were just crushing it. And then Philip was not having it. He was trying to imply that we were not on the pun level that we claim to be at.
You guys totally are, though.
See? Well, he was trying to give us a hard time. He was like, I wish Sam was here. She'd be on my side. And Homer and I were off. No. I don't think she would be.
I know. I was off. She loves doing puns, dude. Like, you're stupid.
See, no, I'm pretty sure I sat out and told him, too. I was like, I'm pretty sure she would throw you straight under the bus along with your resignation papers. And
hey, did you guys ever watch my Texas vlog when you were in it? Probably.
Oh, because we didn't want to cry. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
we did. I did.
Oh my God, you're so
I watched your Texas vlog. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I got through the intro and I started crying. So
My favorite part was hanging out with you guys. Don't tell anyone else.
Okay.
You know they're going to listen to this, right?
I'm definitely not cutting that out.
That's fine.
I had a feeling that it was an enjoyable part, seeing how you got to one part of your video you're all. Yes, I've been here for 2 days. I haven't recorded a single thing. Totally forgot to kind of do that. On to the next city.
Yeah. I don't even know what that – oh, I think that was when I was in San Antonio, I think.
It was, like, so hardcore. She's like, I didn't film crap. I stayed in my hotel room the entire time. And then we went out, and that was it.
That was
I was like, what?
That's because I told you guys I didn't want to come back to Kansas, and so I took those last few days – to like stay, and I was like, should I stay into the new week? But I was like, no, I gotta get back.
You were like, should I stay or should I go now?
I really was, because I did not want to come back to Kansas.
I know you were like so depressed.
You're
like,
pretty sure you didn't come back to Kansas.
On the way to Kansas.
Okay, I've
been on like a road trip on the East Coast for like the past 6 months.
For real, right?
I came back to Kansas for like a day, and then I left again.
I can't comprehend this.
I think I was more upset that recently you came to Texas and didn't like even bother to swing by San Antonio.
No, that was because I was at the airport.
No, that's all right.
Oh my God.
There's restaurants at the airport.
I'm at the airport.
Bars at the airport too.
I should have been like, have a layover, come hang out.
That would have been awesome.
Okay. I have two serious questions. One, is whatever job that you work at that allows you to travel on a whim like this and for an extended period of time, are they hiring? And two, how was your East Coast traveling?
So my job that – I don't know. Both of my jobs kind of let me leave because I work for myself with, like, the big one. And then I work from home at, like, the part-time one. So it's easy.
See, like,
but I don't have no benefits. I don't have retirement or anything like that. So Sam's gonna be like on the.
But
show.
See, like,
look, it's overrated.
Travel, you know, already. So I feel like traveling now would be awesome. I'd rather like.
Well, that's what I'm
young than be old and be like, well, I ain't going to be going swimming. I'm too old for that. And all
these look at that witch's cemetery over there. To get across the marsh with my cane.
I'm like, Sam, I'm no retirement. Like, what the heck? But I'm going to, hopefully I'll be dead after I do all my traveling.
Nah, yeah, I'd rather do all the traveling now, but that's just me.
Oh, she can't hear me.
Oh, that means she can see you saying hi.
Oh.
Okay. She waved.
I waved.
I didn't
hear you.
Oh.
You're right next to the microphone. She's threatening to burp at me. Not cutting that out either. So where'd you go?
So I went to Massachusetts for a little bit. Nice. I went to, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I've never been there before. It was cold as shit.
Did she say cool as shit or cold?
Cold. I said cold.
Cold as shit. Okay.
See, I'm sick, and the sound's gonna be really shitty on this on my part, guys. So I do apologize. But yeah, so I went to New Jersey for a horror con called Monster Mania. I met Nick Castle, which is the OG Michael Myers.
What?
You didn't know that?
No, I meant like what? How awesome is that?
Cool. Okay, got it.
You took that way out of context.
Yeah, she was like, "How dare you?"
I was. And then what did I do after that? Oh yeah, I went to Salem and visited a few of the filming spots that they used in Hocus Pocus, which was really fun.
Oh yeah, I think I saw their high school, right? You went to the high school and the house and stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah, the high school, the house, the cemetery where Max was getting bullied. In the town hall where they had the party at, and okay. Then Allison's house, the outside of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But the first day that I got there, it snowed, and it snowed a lot, and so like the whole town was closed, but it was still fun though.
They closed the town?
Used to it over there by this point.
For real. Like, here, like, I understand, because we're not used to it.
But, like, the whole streets were, like, you couldn't walk or anything like that. Like, it was really cold. It was really windy. Everything was covered in snow. It was crazy.
That sounds kind of awesome, though.
That's what I thought. I mean, it was really beautiful, because I love snow so much, and we haven't gotten a lot of it here in Kansas, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get much either this year.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think we've had it for about, what, 20, 30 years or something?
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
About 5 or 6, I think.
And then yeah, I also...
See, that was just the snowflake. I don't think that counts.
Look, I was able to write my name in the snow. It counts.
No?
What are you doing with that wrapping paper in the frame?
I don't know. I got it today.
She was so proud of that wrapping paper.
I really am. I did some Halloween shopping today. I got some Halloween craft supplies. And I was like, I'm going to get this Halloween themed wrapping paper. And so when the lady was ringing me up, she's like, someone likes Halloween. And I had my jack-o'-lantern purse on the counter. I'm like, yep. Yeah, you got it. It's
You're very observant, ma'am. Actually, this was for my Wizard of Oz reenactment. This is going to be the witch's legs.
I feel like you probably would have actually been mean. Like, yeah, I do. Scan it and let's get it.
I do. You know what I don't like? Waiting. Move on, please.
Talking. Hearing you talk. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Let's bring it up, lady.
She just drops like a dollar on the thing. I'm out of here. It was $1.25. I said good day, man.
I'm out of here. Oh, man, guys.
That's too funny. Well, Sam, it's great to have you back on today.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you on. This episode started to get kind of horror heavy, and Philip was like, whoa, 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 guys. I think I might just study.
Did somebody say clown? I'm out.
Like, yep. Right. I sent the text. He's off. Fat girl, good with that. Oh, clown. Oh, scary stuff. Done.
Out. Forgetting. I need to send him a clown picture. I keep forgetting.
Mm-hmm. Get on that. I don't know whether I just think I'm proud of Homer at this point that he continues on with this. Look, I saw Philip the other day. He's like, "What's the freaking Homer in these goddamn clown pictures? What's his problem?"
I was like, "It ain't gonna end, bro."
Speaking of clown pictures.
Yes.
Or clown slideshows.
All right, here we go. McDonald's is changing their character. Oh no, that's not what we're going
for. I'll take some McDonald's.
McDonald's, that Mickey D, son. The new, and I guess really the only It trailer dropped last week.
Oh my god!
Had, like the little horn sound effects, where it's like. Bah, bah,
bah. I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna pull that clip, and we're gonna use that from here on out.
Does that sound like the little horn that they do? No.
It's too slow. It's like.
The first one was better. Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, it's your favorite song to get in the. Yeah. That's the one you're referring to?
Yeah, where that good song drops. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, well, so this must be a hitter, guys.
This must be the jam. That horn just fell. That, or it's that, like, whenever the DJ drops his name.
Yeah.
DJ so and so. It's like, come on.
DJ, you don't know this guy.
Yeah.
Y'all so, what'd you think?
I liked it. I'm very happy with it.
It was quite creepy.
Yeah.
I must admit.
It really was.
To be honest with you, I actually got scared at the very end. Like, the whole thing got me hyped. Don't get me wrong. But. Yeah. Uh-huh. When he started walking through that water, I was it.
He looks like a crazy person.
I became Philip, and I pissed myself.
Yeah. Well, everyone started posting that, like, clip on Instagram, and I had to stay off of Instagram for a while. I was like, I can't watch this right now.
You know, that's actually not the part that got me the most. I think the first time I saw him in the sewer was my... Yeah.
Really?
That and when they were going through that slideshow, like the final reveal, right. But like seeing how terrified the kids were.
Right.
Like,
turn it off!
My heart racing. I was like, turn it off! Like, if I was that kid, I would have shit myself at that point. Because I was a big scaredy cat when I was a kid, and I don't know what I would have done if I was in those kids' situations.
No. Well, when I was a kid, my mom used to watch It all the time, and that movie scared the shit out of me. And I was deathly afraid of clowns, but eventually I grew out of it. So when I watched the new trailer, I was like, oh, so this is how Phil feels. I was like, they are kind of scary. Like, we probably should leave him alone for a while.
So it seems like the general consensus is this film looks like it's taken definitely a more creepy, scary approach than the original It.
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, it's...
Which it kind of has to, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a very big jump.
You feel like what?
It's a very big jump from the old one. You know, it's not just simple, you know, little jumps here and there. Oh, that was creepy. Like, this one's actually kind of pushing the limits of, I'm going to piss myself. I'm going to crap my pants. Like, I need somebody to hold me tonight. Like, I'm going to freak out. Like,
yeah, this one definitely feels like going beyond just like creepy Tim Curry, like this has seems to have like a lot of thought into it.
Yeah,
I'm really digging it, man. I'm pretty stoked on it.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the videos of where they mash up the new and the old trailer together?
Where they do that side by side?
Yeah, yep.
I loved it. It was pretty cool.
I like it a lot. I mean, because a lot of people, when they just saw pictures of it being revealed for the first time, I know that there were a lot of people talking crap about it, but I feel like it shut most of them up after seeing the trailer. And I probably won't watch any other trailers that they release of it, because I feel like nowadays they release too much. And so I think I'm just going to watch that one, and that's going to be it.
Oh, those are strong words that I think you want to follow, but it's very hard to do that.
I'm going to try.
I say that like every time a new Batman or Justice League or Wonder Woman, all those trailers, I was like, I'm not watching anymore.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the way it happens, though. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I watch another one, I'll let you guys know.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're stoked on it.
Yeah.
Very stoked.
Good. Good. That's fun stuff.
We're on
In
that.
Other news, the Aquaman writer was hired to write the Creature of the Black Lagoon movie.
I don't believe it.
Isn't that some fun shiznit, man? This guy just loves working in water, huh?
I think so.
I guess so.
I mean, that's just kind of a go-to thing. It'd be really nice, like, if we had seen really anything from this Aquaman movie at this point, but I have a theory. So the guy is writing it. The guy directing Aquaman is James Wan, who is a very popular horror director. Maybe these guys are homeboys, and maybe we get a lot of that horror vibe in the new Black Lagoon movie.
Well, that would be great. I mean, obviously. Creature is actually one.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
She said creature and stopped.
Well, because Aaron gave me like the look like, don't go there yet. So I was like, okay, I won't.
Oh, no. No.
Oh.
There, sister.
Well, Creature from the Black Lagoon is like probably in my top three favorite movies, like horror movies, if you will.
Really?
He's like my number two boyfriend right behind Michael Myers.
Wow.
Babe, I feel like he's so misunderstood, you know? He just wants love.
That's true. I can understand that. I do think he's the one of the coolest looking ones. I like I like seeing different iterations of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got with that.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Creature story fan, but I love how he looks.
What about you, Homer?
I don't know. I know people like him, and I think I've only seen that black and white movie. I haven't seen any others than that, even though there has been different ones, but I don't know. He ain't my fave. He ain't up there.
What?
Yep.
All right.
I may get negativity, but I don't care.
Okay. Bye. <No.
laughs> She's all, that's it. We need another spot.
I'm She's all, well, guess I'm filling in two seats now. I'm
Philip and Homer.
Oh, so it'll be a while before we see anything from that guy. But what we did get to see last week and was a new Mummy trailer, which looked far more creepy than the first one. I liked the first one because it lived in that one scene in the airplane mostly, even though it did have awkward Tom Cruise screaming. Yeah. But I did like this new trailer, and I'm really digging this new take. Like, they discovered this tomb where it's clearly like a...
Come here.
I can't come here right now.
Come here.
Aw. Come
here. What is it?
Lion guard.
Lion guards.
Aw, geez.
Say hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Say hi, Homer.
Hi, Homer.
What are you eating?
Oh, my gosh.
Jalapeno
popcorn. Isn't that stale?
This is baggy popcorn.
Yeah, it's been up there a long time.
Wasn't that one of the Christmas gifts y'all try to give me?
I just want to say that's not my phone going off.
That's my sister-in-law's phone going off from her bedroom.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it really is loud.
I was thinking
that was me.
No,
it wasn't. I was like, mine's off.
I did. I put mine on silent, too. Anywho,
okay, so I'm not really crazy about this, guys. That's what I'm saying. Tom Cruise is great at, like, the one type of movie he does, but...
Running.
He's great
at running. And that's all he's doing in the trailer.
Why is it involved with the mummy? I don't understand.
See, I was with Sam on this one. Like, I was like, why is he in this type of movie? But then I was filled in on something by Aaron. And I was like, all right, I'll let it slide.
So I had a theory. And I've seen this theory kind of spread a little bit further. So I'm going to tell you what my theory was, the one that I've seen more popular too. And then I heard another theory today, Homer, that is kind of interesting as well. So in the trailer, we see he's not an archaeologist. They're like on some kind of military mission in the middle of gunfire and stuff. So he's an action guy, which Tom Cruise is. So it looks like this is more Tom Cruise's alley in that scene. So that's how they discover the mummy. Now, what if... We know that this is going to be a larger universe. It's going to be the Avengers of freaking the Universal Monsters. And we know that this is really where it's booting off. Another thread that they could be using to tie this together is, what if Tom Cruise is actually like a descendant of Van Helsing?
See, and I like that. I think that's okay. Keep him in there. Helsing's like a badass.
Because we know Russell Crowe's in this movie, and he's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Yeah. They've said that he's going to be like the Nick Fury of the group. He's going to be the one that ties them all together. I'm wondering if what if he uses Tom Cruise, potentially Van Helsing, to capture the mummy.
Oh my God.
Then he kind of goes on to the next movie, whatever the next one is. He's going to use whoever the next person is to get Dracula and get the next person to get the creature. And then he's going to use them all for his own evil plot. So he's like the anti-Nick Fury, where he's like a bad Nick Fury.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm a little more open-minded to that, maybe. But Tom Cruise, why? I don't understand.
Well, because I guess he's tired of Mission Impossible.
He's making another one of those this year, too.
A Mission Impossible, technically.
What? I totally missed that joke, Homer. You said this mission is impossible.
To kill the mummy? Come on now.
Well, I meant to make this movie mummy. Good that he's in it. That mission is...
Oh, burn. Come on now.
Wow. And I have loved everything I've seen coming out of this movie, and you were just burying it.
It's only because it has like we're... news, that's all. But also,
it's because the Black Lagoon is not in it. He's not in it.
That's right. Thank you. Why couldn't Creature be sitting in the plane crying and screaming?
He's coming. He's coming
next. Creature's time. He's got red
lips and crazy looking eyes.
Not his time.
It's not his time.
But how even what scares me? His webbed hands.
Oh my God. Don't you just love that? Don't you like want him to put his webbed fingers like on your face?
No.
Don't move. That's how
the only thing you could do with that hand is a high five. That's it. Don't pat me on the back. Don't nothing. High five and walk away.
Just wait a minute. So you'd rather actually make contact on one of like the most sensitive parts of your body with him? Not like no pat on the back through my shirt. No, I want to actually make physical contact with you after you just talked about how gross he is.
Well, it's not like he has suction cups on his hands. You know what I mean? Like,
but his mouth is like a...
No. You that's can why. Make contact with my skin, just not my shirt.
Just a half at.
Yeah.
I'm confused on the logic behind this.
Because it's like touching a fish, so it's okay. This is...
How about like a nodding of the hat or head or whatever?
What about a curtsy?
A swipe of the nose. Just a swipe of the nose.
He said curtsy.
I love that she laughed about it. She's like, curtsy. I don't think she remembers what
yes,
like,
I'm
just going to live inside this joke a little longer than everybody else.
Clearly, I don't know what happened that time.
I was getting ready to say
film it.
Not worked out.
She didn't film and blog about it, but she might have curtsied like 15 times every 10 minutes or something.
Curtsied to the ground.
I really did.
Curtsied to the ground and can't get back up.
Get up. The table moved and I fell.
I love that that's her excuse. I was leaning against the table and it moved, okay? I didn't push it with all my weight. It just moved.
It was in slow motion too because I was like, something doesn't feel right here. And then I like, you guys started like looking different. I was like, oh, I'm falling.
I think she even, from my point of view, she was falling in slow motion too. I was like, damn. Like, I didn't even try to reach out. I was like, I gave her the peace sign. Aaron started.
I saw it. Mm-hmm.
And I just followed.
Was like, oh, boy. Homer was like, peace out.
The funniest part after that was Homer goes, what I'm really impressed with is she didn't even spill her beer.
I did.
I thought she didn't. And then Aaron was like, it's empty.
That's a puddle next to her.
I thought that was like water, dude. I swear it was water.
No, I didn't. Yeah, if there's one thing, sure, you can fall because people are like, oh, poor girl. But if you like, if you drop your drink, people are like, wow, that's really sad. So it's always like saving the drink.
She was like one of those cameras that they have out now where like you move your hand and nothing, the camera stays perfectly still. That's the way it was. She was falling and the beer just stayed level to the ground.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that we're like, why am okay? Just because I'm feeling for Philip doesn't mean you guys can bust my balls like you did.
Well, that's this is what happens when you talk down on the mummy. I'm sorry, Brendan Fraser isn't here this time, but it's time to move on.
I didn't really like it with Brendan Fraser either.
This interview's over.
I like this mummy much better, though. I like that girl. I forget her name.
What is her name?
I like.
I don't think I've ever seen her before, unless somebody says that she was randomly
in Kingsman.
But she kind of reminds me of Enchantress from Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. She's a Homer. Have you seen Kingsman?
No.
You haven't seen Kingsman? What's wrong with you?
I've only seen like one part of it.
Like the church scene?
Yeah, just because it was considered like an epic scene, you know?
Yeah, that's a great movie. You should watch it. She's in that, and she has no legs.
Oh, that's
she got not. She has sword legs. It was interesting.
I've seen her as a character like that, but I've never seen the movie.
She has sword legs?
Yeah,
sword legs.
Yeah. Okay, so you're fine if you get touched by sword legs, but you won't let Creature touch you with his little webbed hands.
I didn't say she could touch me with her sword legs. She could keep her sword legs crossed on the other side of the room. All right.
Okay.
I love it that she's all whatever, dude.
I think you did say that, but I'll let it go.
This conversation rewind took a hard right. A hard right.
The tape. Aaron's out. Where are we going with this?
Stop, guys.
Come on, I can't even be a transition master. There's no transitioning out of this part. It's going to be a hard transition next.
You're right.
Man.
No, I think we got this.
No, we got it. Okay, so you were talking about how...
No, we don't. I got it. No, we don't.
No, we got it. We got it. So you were talking about how everyone was going to be connected up, and then we were going to kind of talk about, or maybe you just covered that.
No, he was trying to connect everything together. That
yeah, there no. I had a good segue in there. If you're looking at the show notes, yeah, I covered that part already.
That's why I stopped talking.
Yeah. She's like, no, we totally. Oh, we did that part already.
We didn't even introduce ourselves. I'm just saying. Start from the top. Ready? Three.
Oh, two. My God.
Oh, man. So a lot of mixed feelings coming in for the Universal Monsters here. Everybody's really digging it. Not everybody's really digging the
Mummy.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. Not everybody's digging the Mummy.
I'm just saying.
So let's talk about instead what monsters we do dig.
All right.
What are some of our favorite monster movies? Who gave the dog a squeaky toy?
I love it that it's so loud.
You bums. You fools.
All right. Well, while Aaron handles that,
I've retrieved the squeaky toy.
Is the dog upset?
Yeah, she thinks I put it in the spaceship tent that we have in the living room. Don't ask.
Oh, so she's looking for it.
Yep.
Oh, now that I think about it, in there. Damn, I hope she can't get in there. Anyways, I see you guys did not continue the conversation without me.
No, we did not. All right.
Well, I've already said that Creature's one of mine, so I wasn't going to go again.
That's fair. Fair argument. Homer, what you got? Favorite, one of your favorite monster movies.
Drop it down.
Or monsters from a movie.
Okay, so I like werewolves.
Okay.
Like, you know, the Wolfman, great. I hope they bring them in, that they bring them in great.
Oh, yeah.
This universe.
It's not that Benicio del Toro version.
See, I don't know. Everybody knocked on him, and I kind of liked it. I don't
he
think
was
it was
fine.
Awesome.
That movie was
Wait, who did you say?
You don't even know who I said, did I? You just blacked that whole conversation out.
That Wolfman.
Okay, there you go.
I was going to pick him, too. But I didn't.
He's a good... I like the wolf man. I like the werewolf.
Yeah, I like that whole change, and I get to still party during the day and party at night. Like,
really, that guy can party all the time. I mean, he's not like bound by the constrictions of like a vampire. Like, that guy can't go out during the day.
Yeah, right. Unless you got tons of
no sunshine for that guy at all.
Ain't no sunshine when he's a wolf man. Album dropping this week.
Check me out for my Halloween mixtape.
So, okay, well, what's one of your favorite versions of the Wolfman?
The original is mine.
Yeah, I would give it to the original, and I also feel like, I guess, like American Werewolf in London was great. Yeah. His was, I feel that whole change scene actually made becoming a werewolf super painful. Like,
yeah.
In every other one, it was kind of like instant, a little bit of pain. But that whole scene, I feel like it was probably like, what, 2 minutes? But it felt like 10. Like you were just watching him go through torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The werewolf is a good character. I think my favorite iterations of him would either be in 1, Harry Potter, or 2, the general Lycan audience in the Underworld franchise.
Yeah, yeah, to change at will like that, that's pretty
cool. Mm-hmm. The OGs.
How come you guys haven't mentioned Michael J. Fox?
In Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Because if I would have said Teen Wolf, everybody would have been like, oh my god, I love that show, and I watch it like once a week. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's not my favorite iteration of a werewolf either.
It's a great movie. Don't think we're not knocking it. Teen Wolf 1. Not 2. Not his cousin.
1. No, not the Michael J. Fox knockoff.
Yeah.
Not the Teen Wolf on MTV.
Not the show. No. I love it how they just took the name and they're like, yeah, let's just totally change it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're all, it's Twilight, but werewolves on MTV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite monster of all time since I was a child, wee little lad, has always been a vampire. Always.
Vampire.
Since back in the good old days of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Aww.
I got into Buffy way late though, so I actually was really into Angel. They were several seasons in and I watched it and I didn't know what was going on.
They just had what was it?
20 years.
20. I was going to say 30. I was like, that's not right.
20, yeah. 20 year anniversary. But I had got in shortly before Angel got his own spinoff series, and I watched Angel from the beginning for a long time.
Did you like it, though?
I loved Angel. Really? I mean, I was in, like, freaking sixth grade, though.
Yeah. So
I didn't have a lot of reference material, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I watched a little bit of it, but I loved Buffy.
See, I feel everyone's going to get mad at me for this, but I only saw, like, 2 seasons of Buffy just because I loved the movie.
Yeah, the movie's really
good. I do like the movie.
And after that, I was just like, like the show was nothing to me. And then everybody was like, Angel! And I was like,
yeah. Christy Swanson, she was actually at the horror con that I was telling you guys about.
Oh,
and
really?
I had to go up and ask her because my friend wanted to get his picture taken with her, and he was too shy. So I had to go talk to her.
Mm-hmm. How are you, girl?
She's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Sam, what you got? What's your number 2?
Well, it depends. Are we doing 2 and 3 or just 2?
I think we have time for 2 and 3.
Okay, that works out great for me. Because I would say my next monster-ers that I like is Ghoulies. From the movie Ghoulies, guys. No one? No,
did Aaron freeze? I think Aaron froze.
What?
No.
Okay, guys.
The Ghoulies.
You guys
I'm not familiar with the Ghoulies?
Oh my god!
Well, credit lost.
I'm putting my yeah.
Oh, I'm totally familiar with the Ghoulies.
The Goonies. They're not monsters.
Nope.
Not the Ghoulies.
Dang, this is a solid pick. These guys are terrifying.
They really freaking are, but they're so.
This is one of those movies, too. I bet you it was rated PG, wasn't it?
I don't think it was.
Hold on.
I don't know, but it was like, you know, like in the 80s, like maybe 84, I think.
Yeah.
What was it rated?
Yep. Dude, that's right on 4. I'm looking. IMDb are useless. Oh, great. Now I got fucking Prison Break ad jumping up on my thing.
Prison Break. Anyone gonna watch that?
Absolutely. I've watched every episode live airing.
I watched the old episodes. Homer, so you haven't seen the Ghoulies?
Why does it not say?
No, I have not. They remind me of a freak. What is that other movie? The pup.
The Puppet Master.
Puppet Master. Yeah.
Let's see.
God. They kind of look like the ugly cousin of Gremlins as well.
Yeah.
Wow. They also have a whopping 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, it was PG-13.
Yeah, I just found that. And it was actually 1985, not 84. Sorry about that, everyone.
So that's confusing. So Rotten Tomatoes says 85, but IMDb says 84.
See, that's where I was kind of – I just saw that because I thought it was 84.
Ooh, I wonder if it, like, screened in the – I bet you it was in the circuits in 84, and then it, like, officially released in 85, theatrical. Well, and they're like, oh, God, why we put this in theaters?
You guys should watch that, and I'll follow up when you guys come on my podcast.
Sounds good.
We should what?
We'll make Philip watch it, and then he can just talk about it. He'd be like, I'm not watching that shit.
I'll piss off.
Homer, what you got for your number two?
Number two, let's see. I don't know. My favorite would always have to be the slow guy, the original slow man, Frankenstein. Or Frankenstein's monster, you know, if you want to get technical.
The true definition of misunderstood.
And, oh, by the way, look at my pin. It's, look who it is.
So, I heard a.
Punch, punch. Oh, that's the punch second one, right? Because I said werewolves and then Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's your number two.
Aaron, about Frankenstein.
Here we go.
You're pumped about it?
The movie.
Who's gonna be in it? Do we know yet?
No, we don't know. I heard a fun fact about the old Frankenstein movie.
Oh, then what? In fact.
Okay. Sorry, I was waiting for you to catch up. You were lagging.
I was
I'm lagging?
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to catch up because you were like, I could hear you, but your video was going by, was still catching up.
Sorry about that.
So I didn't want to talk over you in case you had started the next sentence. So you know how like Frankenstein walks with like his hands out like a,
Yeah.
Kind of like that general, how he's been typecast, you know? Well, apparently in the original movie, there's a scene where he gets something like thrown in his eyes or something. And he's walking around with his hands out because he can't see. That's why he walks like that.
Really?
But then they cut that scene from the final cut of the film, which is why it makes no sense why he's walking like that. And they thought it was just kind of how he walked. Because he doesn't walk like that in other parts of the movie.
That's crazy. I didn't know.
Fun facts.
So the Monster Mash dance is a complete lie then.
Wow. Dream crushing. Well, no, because Monster Mash implies you're at a party and you spill something on yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys are right. You guys passed the test. You're invited to my next Halloween party.
Woo woo! I just got one of the invitations to frame.
Woo woo!
My number two pick is going to have to be the Invisible Man.
What?
Great choice. I'm so proud that you said that.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
I'm serious.
the invisible man, the super nerd that I am,
I read, I don't know if it was the book, or I read an Invisible Man book in high school at one point, or maybe it was even middle school, and part about the entire book, because it had to be the original book, it was long and very hard to comprehend, was they really go into the science on how he becomes invisible, and that shit fucking captured my imagination like nobody's a business. I was like, dude, that can totally exist. You'd be invisible by creating a chemical that doesn't allow your body to reflect light. So essentially, you wouldn't be seen. Yep. I'm just nerded out by myself over here.
Bam. I think they had an episode of something like that on Smallville a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you're not. Now I feel like you're being sarcastic.
No, they really did.
You are lying to me as we speak now. You are lying.
They did.
One of my favorite iterations on movies of The Invisible Man, though, just I saw it when I was younger, and I had this fascination with him already, and this was kind of one of the first big screen versions of him I saw, and it was one of my first times being exposed to this actor, Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Hollow Man, yeah.
That's one of my favorite versions of The Invisible Man. I loved it. Kevin Bacon crushes, and I've watched it semi-recently too.
Yeah.
And I feel like now it's just creepier because, you know, the special effects don't really work.
Right.
But so like the scenes where he just has like the latex crap on, he looks super creepy.
Yeah.
So now it's just like up the creep factor.
Is Kevin Bacon still alive?
Yeah. Wow.
100%.
What was the last movie he was in?
Cop Car 1.
What was it, that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Cop Car.
I think that's what it's called, Cop Car. He's a, like a crook. Somebody steals his cop car and it has like drugs in it or something like that.
Okay.
But the last thing I watched him in was The Following. I did watch The Following.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
See,
that was a pretty good show.
He was in The Following? Oh, I was thinking It Follows. I was thinking It Follows. My bad.
Homer.
Oh, no, I was totally wrong. His last movie was Patriot's Day, which I haven't seen, but he was also
that one went straight to DVD, though.
It wasn't released. It was released in theaters.
Not that I remember. I just remember seeing it at Redbox, like, a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, oh, my damn.
No,
it went to theaters. Yeah. It came out, like, during Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah.
But before that, he was in the movie The Darkness with Bruce Wayne himself.
See, I'm sorry, but Stir of Echoes would be one of my favorite movies he's been in.
I wasn't naming my favorite movies he was in. Oh, I was just saying.
Well, if we're going to talk about that real quick.
Here we go.
What's the movie where he ends up going, or oh God, what is it? Like, there's a husband and wife, maybe they have a kid, they go camping and they're down by like a water trail, and Kevin Bacon ends up like stalking this family and he's like trying to kill them and he's on a rafting boat, and does this sound familiar?
Mystic River.
Ah, that's it. I'm going to watch that. It's a good one, guys.
I was going to go with Crazy Stupid Love, but Mystic River is also a good
choice. That sounded like that fucking Cape Fear movie. I was all, Cape Fear?
So your number three was Frankenstein?
Who? Mine was Frankenstein.
Dude, come on. Circle, bro. Sam, your number three was Frankenstein. It was already taken.
No, that wasn't my number three.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I thought you said that was your number three.
Bro.
No.
What's your number three pick?
I didn't even pay attention. Okay.
I thought Homer's... I'm telling you, you're lagging.
Well, you're lagging too. Your face is frozen right now. I can't
see. She's all pissed.
I'm just not moving.
How about you?
Okay, guys. Do you guys want to guess what my number three choice is going to be?
Yes, but can I have a hint?
Okay.
John Stamos. Oh. No.
Okay. Hint.
Monster of the Bit. Greek monster.
That's a good one. I could give you two hints, but I think it would give it away. But that's okay. Okay. Some would say that this is like a must watch around Christmas time.
Jack Skellington.
No.
Black Christmas.
Whatever you do. Don't let them.
Oh, the little gremlins.
Yeah!
I should have seen that coming once you picked Ghoulies.
I was like, don't let them in?
I like the little cute monsters, guys.
See, I thought you probably would have gone with, like, Critters or something like that if you like little...
I mean, I was going to, but...
She's like, I really like the worms from Tremors.
I love them, They're really scary. They have a lot of personality, and they
Do you know who was in the first Tremors?
Kevin Bacon, everybody.
Boom.
And do you know?
That's what we call a callback, people.
Burr, burr, burr.
Oh man, Gremlins is a great pick.
It's a good pick.
I mean, it like doesn't even need any explanation either. They're cute when they're regular, and then they're still kind of cute when they're not.
They are cute.
See, that's like a 2-for-1. That's a 2-for-1 right there.
That's a 2-for, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we call a super super.
I still think the coolest one is the one
wearing the sorry, what was that? A pineapple limerita?
It's a mangarita because the liquor store by me doesn't sell the cool ones, okay? So I had to drink this old shit that they probably had on their shelf for 3 years now.
Probably.
Oh, that's too funny.
Okay, Homer, what's your number 3?
Yeah, someone was saying.
Oh, sorry.
She's like, that's what I was saying.
No, someone, one of you guys said something that was going to be really interesting, I could tell, because it was about a critter or a monster or so something.
My number 3 that always kind of freaked me out was the monster or creature from The Thing. Because nobody really knew what it looked like. They just knew.
That's a great choice, and I'm proud of you for saying that. Good job.
Yeah, that is a good one. It's like the entity. Yours.
Yeah. There's no real
good one.
It's great.
Yep.
Aaron, what's your number 3?
My number 3 is going to have to be.
Here we go.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
See, I was going to kind of say that one too, dude. He's my Flavor Flav, man.
I had a backup one in case you said that one too, because based off our conversation the other day, I thought that that might be one of your picks.
This must have been in the group chat that I'm not part of.
Yeah,
We were just in front standing of my outside of your house.
The group of two. So
I don't know why you getting mad. I ain't in y'all's group chat that y'all have over there going on every now and then.
That's because that's a Halloween Happy Pocket Knife News group chat. Like, that's business.
What am I, a guest? I'm out of here.
Okay, just make this real clear. That's through the Pocket Knife News Instagram, which Homer has all the login information to.
Yeah,
you can log in to see that at any point in time.
I don't want to jump in and be like, what's good? And she's like, I already told you. I'm chilling at the house. And I'm like, all right. And then Aaron comes in. He's like, hey, what'd it do? What the hell is going on? Aaron,
I'm going to message Pocket Knife News Instagram all the time. I'll be like, Homer.
See, I'm going to get it now. Yeah. I'm like, what'd it do?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we're going to have to go ahead and block Sam on Instagram now. Because Homer don't check the messages. Only I check the messages. But,
How's Philip doing on Facebook?
So Dr. Jekyll. Oh, God. Don't even get me started.
So Dr. Jekyll, right?
And Mr. Hyde, I loved him. And Homer, you and I talked about this one. We've talked about both the examples that I have. I loved him in The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I don't care what anybody says about that movie. I love that movie. But where I was most impressed with his performance and where he really scared me, the fucking Pagemaster.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love the Pagemaster all together, and they go to see Dr. Jekyll, and I love that whole sequence. It's pretty awesome.
That was scene. It. Stop right there.
That was it.
I was waiting for Homer.
I already said mine.
So what do our say about us as people?
I don't know that you like.
Well, I wasn't gonna go there because it looks like I'm
small cuddly things. I guess.
I like to cuddle things.
No, I was like, you like creepy small cuddly things.
Aww.
She was like,
I have a diverse personality. There we go.
You do, Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Homer?
Well, I mean, he already has the beard. That's kind of
He's all, that's kind of creepy already.
Oh, that goes with the wolf man.
There it is. That's what
there
I
mean. You go.
Got the sideburns. Oh, man. Sam, it's been a pleasure having you on again.
It's already over with?
It's already
She's over not with. Impressed. There's always next week, girl. There's always next week. Oh, man.
So you guys will join me on my podcast soon, please?
100%. Let me know when, and I am game. I can't speak for everybody, but you know I'm good.
You got to give me a heads up. You can't just be like, tonight, no more.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You're all like Aaron did to me this morning.
I know. I mean, I did just cancel like a hot date for you guys, but that's fine.
Literally, I said.
Opening up a bottle of tequila.
Look, I said it was a hot date. It's been in my car all weekend.
It may not be fully hot. Room temperature date.
Room Exactly. Thanks for having me on, guys. Best.
It was always great to have you on, Sam.
Sorry if this episode's shit, everyone.
She's all pissed
off. No, this episode has been fantastic. Fun. We had cameos from my wife, my kid. I'm not editing any of that out. As if you've made it this far in the episode, you already know this. Because I didn't edit any of it.
And you guys need to share this podcast. Get Pocket Knife News out there, guys. Come on.
Show some more flavor and more love out there.
Thanks.
Sam will hopefully be making videos and podcasts again soon. You can follow her on her journey.
I am making videos, and my podcast will be back soon.
I know. I saw. I watched a video the other day.
I think I saw it on Snap. I think it was when you saw it.
Oh, no. Not the Snapchat. Here we go. I'm not going down this rabbit hole.
Oh, I was curious to say, has Pocket Knife News joined Snapchat yet?
Oh, are you kidding me? Even Facebook is getting into the Snapchat game now. I ain't trying to even go to Snapchat.
Oh, my God. Don't you hate that? It's like I avoid Facebook so I don't have to see the people I don't like, but now I got to see their stories on Facebook now.
No, I won't click them. I just won't.
I won't either. I refuse.
She's but on boycotting.
If Halloween Happy could have a Facebook story, I would, but I don't think I can. No, yeah. I refuse. I'm not going to.
Don't do it. I watch your Instagram stories all day long, though.
Yeah, I love Instagramming. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All about it. I'm all about it. We didn't do a proper intro. We didn't do a proper intro, but we can do a proper outro.
Okay. Thanks for listening. This is Sam.
This is Homer.
I'm Aaron. Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Science hunts Amazon Gillman in the most astounding expedition of our time.
This is exactly as it was 150 million years ago when it was part of the Devonian era.
As man continues his conquest of the unknown, daring underwater adventurers challenge the world's most treacherous waters to find the only living link with the beginning of time. Creatures from the Black Lagoon, rising from the monstrous depths to astound and terrorize the world.
No!
Feel the frightening fury of a man-beast, aroused to strange emotions by its first sight of a woman. See underwater thrills never filmed before. Amazing underwater battles never dreamed of before. Creature from the Black Lagoon, starring Richard Carlson and Julia Adams, the screen's first underwater 3D thrill.